into open session. Harold, could you give us a report out, please?
Sure. The Board of Supervisors went into closed session at about 9:45 a.m. and came out of closed session at about 10:35 a.m. with no reportable action. From 9:45 to about 9:46, the Board met briefly in closed session as the Flood District Board with no reportable action taken. And Wendy, did you mention you needed another
term? The other was the IHSS, the Public Authority.
That was about 10:30 to 10:35.
To 10:35?
Yeah.
Thank you. No reports on that one either?
No report.
Okay. With that, Board and Staff reports. Anything on the staff?
Nothing to report.
Board reports? Anything?
Yes.
Supervisor Arvin?
September 20th, 21st, through 22nd was down in Monterey at RCRC. Annual event. 23rd was at the Ag Tour over in Tennant, looking at fire recovery areas for cattle grazing. The 26th, Blue Shots Public Health put on their annual drive-through flu shot clinic. Hope everybody got a flu shot or not. The 28th, I spoke at the Patriots meeting Thursday night. That was lovely as always, and I mean that. The 29th, Scott Valley Water Tour with Siskiyou Water Resources Board, Siskiyou State Water Resources Board. The 2nd, the Shasta Cascade iHub Accelerate California Innovation Group met over in Scott Valley, and we met at Five Mary's Custom Meats and then went over to their ranch for lunch and with a whole lot of interesting people. That was really cool. They have $1 million granted to Siskiyou County over 4 years to promote small business innovation in Siskiyou County for agriculture and working landscape. So that was pretty cool, and that's what I've been doing the last couple of months.
So what's Chris?
Yes. Tennant, the Siskiyou County Calvinist Tour there in Tennant. And also the county facilitated, but it was for PRC to present for the cocktail community stuff that's going on, update them with what's happening. And it was facilitated by the county, but done by PRC.
Is
that it? Yeah, that's all.
So was it up?
Attended the CLFA meeting in Weed on the 21st, and there's a little bit of movement in some of the what was the listed species, Cascade Frog and the rest of them at the state level that petition has been denied. Zoomed into the RCRC Board of Directors on the 22nd, attended the Cattlemen's Tour in East County on the 23rd. Also worked with AGWA and went on the water tour with the State Water Board on the 29th. And yesterday I had a pretty productive meeting with the new management at J.A. Trench. And that'll be coming back to the board pretty soon, and they're working on a new plan and nailing down the actual numbers thanks to Haley and
Which meeting was that? Which the
J.A. Tranch.
J.A. Tranch, thank you.
So what's that?
I toured with State Water Resources board members the Shasta Valley system here a few weeks ago, and then also the IHUB tour yesterday with Supervisor Ogren over in Scott Valley. And kudos to, you know, Economic Development Council for the projects and grants that they continue to get. Shasta County didn't even get this one, so they're starting to partner with the Shasta County rep or that EDC so that they might have a combined effort in the future. So Siskiyou is taking a more of a lead even over Shasta County, which is interesting. So anyway, I'll leave it at that.
Wendy, on the 16th of September, I attended the Pennsbury Friends of the Library meeting. One of the interesting things that comes out of that, I think some of the city council members who don't attend that meeting don't understand the concept of what the county does for our backbone type thing, so I need to arrange for our librarian to meet with those people and set them straight, if you will. Did attend a RCRC annual meeting. It was pretty well attended. Our gift basket for this year went for $1,500, was purchased by the CSAC Finance Corp. Mm-hmm. So just so you know, it's a thank you. We should get a letter out to the people that donated to that basket, if you will, and give them the heads up on that. Let's see. Thursday, we had a special board meeting on Tuesday, right?
Mm-hmm.
So Thursday, I did take a tour with Chelsea Murphy, our outside project manager, and our PIO, and we took a tour all the way around Poplar Lakes, up at a couple locations. I will tell you that, you know, just from my perception of it, they look like they know what they're doing there, whether we like it or not. The work is getting done, the water intake is getting, you know, I will tell you this, the road past the construction site on the north side, the dirt road, terrible shape. So that's probably been that way for a while. So that's on the, I don't think, on the county side. I did specifically want to see how bad the roads are. And they, you know, I think they've degraded from what I quote unquote know is substandard roads back when I was still working, but you know, I think we, no matter what happens down the line, need to go to the LTC, state money, get some money allocated up there to redo more than just a section. With that, meeting adjourned.